Yeah, so this is one of Ev's favorite songs. I'm up and just said, well, Daddy, what are you doing? He said, oh, just writing down possible songs. Well, we should do King Went and Scanned. And some of the words, and I mean, the first two verses lined up so much, so then I kind of looked at her and said, well, we might do this one at the beginning, just to start it off. So, and then just, yeah, so Ev, you heard from Jesus, and that's great. And you're hiding in the chairs. So.
King of my heart, King of my soul, you are the one that I live for. No other name, no other throne, it's you alone. King of my heart, King of my soul, I'll make a joyful surrender. No other name, no other throne, it's you alone. So let my life be undivided, God, King of my soul. Oh, 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 King of my soul. Oh, 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 oh. Forever you are seated on the throne. Forever you are good above it all. King of
Lord, let your glory fall.
Lord, let your glory fall as on that ancient day. Songs of enduring love, and then your glory came. And as a sign to you that we were loved the same, our hearts will sing that song. God, let your glory come. 'Cause you are good, you are good, and your love endures. You are good, you are good, and your love endures. You are good, you are good, and your love endures today. Voices in unison, giving you thanks and praise, joined by the they praised. A sacrifice was made, and then your fire came. They knelt upon the ground, and with one voice they good. and your love endures today.
All for your glory. Display for all to see, but all for your glory, all for your glory, the broken made whole and the captive set free, but all for your glory. For your glory, all for your glory.
deeper.
Consuming flame, burning brighter, lighting up every part of me for all to see. Take me there. I want to walk this road, I want to live this life. Thank you.
This morning, Ruth and Miriam and I were talking about Nehemiah and Ezra and the people. And when Ezra read the word of the Lord, it said not only the adults but the kids who could understand were all listening to the word of God being spoken. And they stood in honor to God and they praised God. And then they started weeping because they recognized their sins. And I pray, Lord, that you would show us your heart. And I thank you, Lord, that you've given us your word. And Lord, I pray that your words would bring life to each one of us. And Father God, I thank you for your power that is able to transform us from the inside out. And I thank you, Lord, that we are able to renew our minds and our hearts when we dwell on you and your ways. And God, we thank you for the good work you're doing in us. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us hear you. Thank you.
Like a child?
You call the children to yourself, and you call them to you for your blessing. You call to me just like your child. You're calling me into your mercy, so I run towards your love. And I run because you've called me. Like a child unashamed, I run into your gates and abandon all the things that slow me down and keep me from your grace. Set your fire in my heart, consuming all of me, burning brighter every day. You're calling us to show your love.
child unashamed. I run into your gates and abandon all the things that slow me down and keep me from your grace. Set your fire in my heart, consuming all of me, burning brighter every day for you, the King of everything.
One more. Every giant will fall.
Can see the promised land. I know there's pain within the plan. There is victory in the end. Your love is my battle cry. When my fears like Jericho build their walls around my soul. When my heart is overflowing. Singing the truth that nothing is impossible.
you've broken into. Oh, the fear over lies, we're singing the truth, and nothing is impossible. Every giant will fall, the mountains will move, every chain of the past, you've broken into. Oh, the fear over lies, we're singing the truth, that nothing is impossible with you.
Going to teach. Craig looked at me like, okay, that's good. And I'm not going to teach more. That's good. The Lord has said. Mel just gave this to me. I'm going to put it on you, Mel. No, just kidding. No. I've always said, if you think you have something that you're not sure about, bring it to the leadership. And she said, you don't want to throw a blanket on or something like that. And it's true. These are heavy words. But I think they're good for us. And I get this picture. I'll share the picture before I just read the passage. And I think the Lord has done this with us before. And I think he's doing it with us again. It's this place of, again, even from the coach coming to the person who's playing intramural to joining the team. It's like the varsity team, if you will. It's hey, like your choice, but I'm inviting you to something great, but something serious. Something wonderful, but something really serious. So take time to think about your answer. Take time. It's from Ecclesiastes 5 and 1 to 7. Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen, rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. Don't be quick with your mouth. Don't be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth, so let your words be few. As a dream comes when there are many cares, so the speech of a fool when there are many words. When you make a vow to God, don't delay in fulfilling it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to vow than to make a vow and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin, and do not protest to the temple messenger, my vow was a mistake. Why should God be angry with you, or angry at what you say, and destroy the work of your hands? Much dreaming and many words are meaningless. Therefore, stand in awe of God. I don't want us to just dream about what God has for us. I think God doesn't just want us to dream and say, oh, that was really neat. That was really pretty. That was amazing. That's beautiful. He's giving us he's making us an offer. He's extending his hand. And I know it's really easy to say, yes, Lord, really quick, right? But understand what that means. Understand what he's asking. Understand there is a cost. And just this seriousness of the offer, the beauty of the offer, don't get me wrong, dwell on that as well, but the seriousness of what he is saying when he says, I have more for you. It's a serious thing. can't make that decision for each individual. I can only make that, I can make that decision for myself. And I also then, as part of the leadership and as the pastor, I can make that decision for us as a church, but not as the, not for the individual. And just so you know, I'm saying yes to God in those things. For me as an individual and for us as a church, that's where, right from the beginning, we said that's where we want to head. And I don't understand all of it, but that's where we want to go. Yeah. So, and I don't say that lightly. I really don't say that lightly. But I say it with a lot of joy and expectation as well. So, yeah, praise you, Lord. Praise you for these words, Lord. I praise you for all that you have spoken to us. I praise you for the invitation to just continue to go deeper and further. And sometimes the words are so easy to say, especially when they're put to beautiful music. But I pray that, Lord, this week, or more than that, how much ever time you know that we need, that you would bring to our hearts the seriousness of what you're saying and the seriousness of the invitation and the seriousness of the urging, the seriousness of your tears. Yeah, we love you, Lord. You are good. Thank you for bringing us so far. And I just pray on behalf of Emmanuel Grace, take us further, take us deeper. I want to go deeper, Lord. In your name, amen. Yeah, it's one last picture. I've shared this picture before, but it, I think it really applies. And again, sports. But when I was in my final year at Briarcrest, we had a really good volleyball team, like really good. We had... one of the guys on our team was he had played university ball before that, and he was the rookie of the year for all of Canada in university ball, and that's pretty high. He was really good. And our coach came to us and said, if you want, we can really go for it. Because we usually just practice three times a week. We weren't there for sports, we were there for studying the Word of God and getting ready for ministry and that. He said, if you want to, we can really, really go for it. I think we can challenge for the gold nationally. Like, and this isn't against Bible colleges, this is against like colleges, like all colleges in Canada. And we thought about it and we understood, like he gave us time to think about it, and we understood that probably meant five practices a week and workout times and all of this. And we said, nah. And that's okay, I don't mind that. Like, because it's that's not what we were there for. And so we had our three practices a week, and one of those practices was usually Cosmo hockey. And, you know, and we did well, but we didn't win. I feel like God is saying to us, we could really go somewhere. These dreams that I've given you, these pictures, but don't answer quickly. I don't want a foolish answer. I don't delight in just the words. Like, do you want to go for it? Yeah. So, and to this, I want to say yes. Yeah. So may we contemplate it. May we take it to the Lord in prayer. May he bring to us the seriousness of what he's offering. Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't suffer fools very, very much.
The song with Candace is "Do Whatever It Takes" to draw me closer to you. It's that. Do I really want to pray that? It's that whatever it takes, because that could be some hard stuff, you know. The Lord can take you through.
Yeah, so. I would say it not only could mean hard stuff; it will mean hard stuff. Yeah, it's serious. It's a dangerous prayer. It's a beautiful prayer. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's contemplate this. Take it to the Lord seriously in prayer.
About 2 weeks ago, one word kept coming to my mind. I didn't know what the word meant, and I wasn't sure which language. And anyway, so finally, I'm like, I have to check into this. And it's like ayin. But I'm like, anyway, so I think it's a Hebrew word, and basically it means to see and hear. Mm. And I'm like, and this just keeps coming to me now, like see and hear. Mm.
Blessings. And I'm serious. Take it to the Lord. Seriously. Yeah. Blessings.